Hi, RJ. Welcome. This walkthrough was built for you and KitchenGuard, from what you told us.
Yeah, and we are really excited to dig into this with you today.
Definitely. You know, every time your technicians step into a commercial kitchen, they're essentially walking into a ticking time bomb of grease and fire hazards.
Oh, absolutely.
And the problem is, the outside world rarely sees the disaster you just prevented. So today, we're looking at exactly how you can make that invisible work visible and, more importantly, turn it into a massive growth engine.
Right, because that invisible work, I mean, that is the foundation of what you're doing. And looking through your answers, it is incredibly clear that you have built a highly functional operation.
Yeah, you really have.
You're sitting at, what, around $250,000 in revenue right now?
Yeah.
And you're landing these major, massive accounts. I mean, places like the San Diego Zoo, SoFi Stadium, Holiday Inn.
Huge names.
Exactly. You've clearly proven that your mission of cleaner and safer kitchens just totally works in the real world.
It does. And, you know, the most important thing to establish right off the bat here is that we aren't here to fix a broken business.
Right.
The fundamentals are already strong. From what you told us, you are holding a client retention rate of over 90%, and you're currently responding to leads in about 15 minutes.
Which is fantastic, honestly.
Yeah, those are great metrics. But, I mean, relying entirely on manual effort to maintain those metrics, that's exactly where the ceiling hits. So we're here to talk about up to dozens of hours a week you could recover by just using AI to amplify the work you're already doing.
Exactly, because right now, you and your team are sort of the bottleneck for your own growth. You're
Yes.
physically doing all this administrative heavy lifting.
Well.
And when you look at the day-to-day operations, the very first place that bottleneck shows up is in your marketing.
Yeah.
Based on your answers, marketing content is actually your number one operational stress, mostly because, you know, your team is just too busy actually doing the physical work to post about it.
Right, they're in the trenches. So let's look at Agent One, the marketing content generator, because this directly solves that exact invisible work problem. I mean, every time you clean a massive stadium hood or run a critical compliance inspection at a hospital, that is a prime case study.
Oh, 100%.
But right now, it just kind of disappears into the ether, right? It's like having a ghostwriter riding shotgun in the service van, but you weren't using them.
Yeah, and Agent One steps in to capture that value automatically. But let's actually talk about how it works, because it's not just generating random generic text.
Right.
It utilizes Vision AI. So when your technician takes a standard before and after photo of, say, a grease trap on their phone, the AI physically analyzes the pixels in that image.
Wow.
Yeah. It recognizes the contrast between the heavy grease buildup and the bare metal after the clean. And then it takes that visual data, pairs it with the location type, and feeds it into a language model to draft a highly specific social media post, or a Google business update, or an email newsletter.
Okay, let's unpack this though. Because, wait, if an AI is churning out these Instagram posts and emails based on just photos, doesn't it just sound like a generic robot?
Right, that's the fear.
Yeah. I mean, how do you keep your actual voice and authority, what your clients see right through it?
It's a great question, but you don't lose your voice because the AI is restricted strictly to your data. It doesn't like pull generic kitchen cleaning tips from the internet. It is programmed to specifically reference the NFPA 96 compliance outcomes from your actual jobs.
Ah, okay. NFTA 96, that's the gold standard fire code for ventilation control, right?
Exactly. It's the strict code your clients absolutely have to meet to avoid getting shut down. So when the AI generates a post or an email citing NFPA 96 compliance, based on a photo your tech just took at a local hospital, it signals to administrators that you aren't just a cleaning crew.
Right, you're certified safety experts.
Yes. The output sounds authentic because the input is entirely based on the technical reality of the job you literally just finished.
I love that. It's not just making things up, it's translating your technical expertise into everyday marketing language.
Precisely. You don't need to hire a marketing coordinator to sit in some office trying to invent stories. Your technicians' everyday work automatically becomes your absolute best marketing asset.
But you know, that creates a new, very real challenge.
How so?
Well, once that localized content starts generating organic interest, the pressure shifts immediately to the front desk. I mean, being highly visible online is completely useless if a new lead waits 3 hours for a reply, which I guess brings us to the next step in the funnel.
Right. And you're currently hitting a 15-minute response time, which is solid. But in commercial services, Facilities managers are often dialing 3 or 4 vendors back-to-back when they have a problem.
Oh, totally. They're just going down a list.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the first professional substantive response usually wins the conversation. So that is the gap agent 2 fills the speed lead response agent.
Right. And this drops your response time from 15 minutes to under 2 minutes, 24 hours a day. But again, I have to ask, how is it doing this without sounding canned? If a high-end hotel reaches out, they don't want a generic autoresponder that just says, you know, we got your message, thanks.
Right, and it doesn't do that.
Yeah.
It actually uses natural language processing to read the incoming query and categorize the lead instantly.
Mm.
So if a hospital reaches out, Agent 2 instantly customizes the reply to highlight your healthcare compliance experience, and it mentions your 90%+ retention rate.
Oh, wow. So it's pitching them immediately.
Exactly. It essentially begins the sales conversation by proving your competence before you even pick up the phone.
Okay, so Agent 2 hooks the lead instantly. The natural next step is obviously getting them a price. And we all know manual quoting is a massive time sink.
Oh, huge.
You have to look up the facility size, cross-reference their specific industry regulations, check your calendar.
Yeah, I mean, it can take hours of administrative effort for just a single complex quote. And this is exactly where Agent 4, the AI quote generator, comes in.
Right, and from what we're looking at, it promises to draft a professional quote in under 30 minutes.
Yep.
But here's where it gets really interesting, and I have to ask. Quoting a massive corporate cafeteria is totally different from a small independent diner, right?
Oh, entirely.
So if we hand this process over to an AI, don't you lose control over your pricing margins? I mean, what if it completely underquotes a massive job?
Well, you would absolutely lose control if the AI were sending quotes blindly. But that is not what is happening here.
Okay.
The AI simply extracts the facility square footage from public data, matches it against local compliance parameters, and maps it to your historical pricing tiers to create a draft. Just a draft.
Ah, a draft. So it doesn't send anything out on its own.
Exactly. It surfaces that fully formatted, drafted proposal directly to you in SharePoint.
Right.
So you are still the final set of eyes. You spend like 5 minutes reviewing the math, tweaking a margin if you want to, and hitting approve.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, you're recovering those 2 hours of tedious administrative lookup without surrendering a single ounce of your pricing authority.
That makes total sense. You're letting the AI do the heavy lifting of data entry, but you're still steering the ship. So now you've got marketing generating leads, Agent 2 responding in seconds, and Agent 4 teeing up the quotes. That's a brilliant acquisition engine.
It really is.
But let's shift gears for a second. Winning new quotes is fantastic, obviously, but keeping those massive clients is what actually builds a stable business.
Absolutely. And this is where relying on manual processes gets really dangerous.
Yeah.
You have an incredible 90%+ retention rate right now. But as you scale well past $250,000, relying on personal memory or sticky notes or basic calendar alerts to track service renewals for dozens of commercial clients is just a massive risk.
You just can't keep it all in your head anymore. One missed email and a lucrative contract just slips away.
Which is why Agent 3 is critical. It is your customer retention and renewal agent. It connects to your client database and uses automated lifecycle triggers.
Okay.
So it knows exactly when a client is due for service, and it initiates a 60-day reminder sequence, followed by a 90-day contract renewal prompt, and even a 30-day referral ask after a job is successfully closed.
It basically acts as an early warning radar for your existing revenue. Like, if a client goes quiet, it flags them so you can intervene before they actually churn.
It is pure defense. I mean, protecting just one or two major accounts from leaving easily pays for this entire system.
Right.
But while Agent 3 is playing defense, you also need something playing proactive offense in the background. And that is Agent 5, your LinkedIn B2B pipeline engine.
I am fascinated by this one because commercial kitchen cleaning doesn't immediately strike people as a LinkedIn heavy industry.
It might not seem like it at first, but think about who your most lucrative buyers are. Facilities directors, property managers, hospitality executives, they practically live on LinkedIn.
Right, they are.
They are actively networking and looking for reliable vendors.
So how does Agent 5 actually reach them without being annoying?
It systematically identifies those specific decision makers in your region and initiates contact. But it doesn't spam them. It shares the exact case studies that Agent 1 generated, which positions you as a fire safety and compliance expert, not just some random cleaning service.
Wow.
The whole goal is to start 10 or more highly qualified conversations every single month, totally on autopilot.
So what does this all mean? It's basically like building a digital moat to protect the clients you already have while simultaneously sending out scouts on LinkedIn to find new ones.
Exactly.
Okay, let's step back and look at this entire ecosystem. You've got a digital moat, you've got automated scouts hunting for new clients, and you've got lightning-fast responders handling inbound traffic. But how does this actually integrate into your day-to-day?
Right, the tech side.
Because the last thing you want is to juggle six different clunky software platforms, you know?
And that is the beauty of the tech stack you are already using. This brings us to the sixth key element of your walkthrough. Looking at your answers, yeah. Your team is already utilizing Microsoft Teams, SharePoint, and OneDrive.
Right.
Most businesses have a messy patchwork of random apps, but you have a cohesive infrastructure already in place.
So we are introducing a completely foreign system here.
Not at all. This is where Microsoft Copilot integration changes the game. Think of Copilot as giving a central nervous system to the folders and chat apps you already use. Suddenly, these platforms can talk to each other.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so when your tech uploads a photo to OneDrive, the AI reads it and drafts the marketing post. When the AI drafts a quote, it drops it neatly into your existing SharePoint architecture.
I love this because you aren't tearing out the plumbing of your business. You're just attaching a high-pressure pump to the exact pipes you already have installed. The workflow feels exactly the same to your team. It just moves 10 times faster.
Exactly. You remove the administrative friction entirely using a foundation you have already successfully laid down.
Let's talk numbers then. Based on your current snapshot, what does the actual math on this growth look like when we plug these agents in?
Let's run a conservative projection based on what you told us.
Hmm.
Right now, you're seeing about 50 leads a month. If we assume a baseline close rate of 18%, that is roughly 9 new clients a month, averaging around $3,000 each in lifetime value.
Okay, so 50 leads, 9 wins.
Right. Now we introduce Agent 2, because your speed to lead drops from 15 minutes to under 2 minutes. Industry data tells us that close rate will push up to at least 22%.
Wow.
Yeah, that is 2 additional clients won every single month purely by being faster to the draw.
And then we add the outbound efforts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Agent 5's LinkedIn engine starts 10 conversations a month. Conservatively, that converts into 1 or 2 additional closed deals. So between the speed increase and the outbound pipeline, you're adding 3 to 4 new clients a month.
Which translates to, what, $9,000 to $12,000 in additional monthly revenue? So you are looking at a conservative revenue bump of $108,000 to $144,000 annually. That nearly doubles the business.
You are effectively doubling your current business size, and you're doing it without having to double your administrative payroll or, you know, work twice as many hours.
Because the AI is absorbing the administrative impact of that growth. RJ, you have built an incredibly solid business. The clients trust you, the service quality is top tier, and your core mission is really resonating. Now it is simply a matter of removing the drag so your business can run as fast as it is truly capable of running.
I completely agree. And RJ, I just want to leave you with one final thought to mull over.
Yeah?
Think about the landscape of commercial services in 2027. The franchises that dominate their markets won't necessarily be the ones with the most vans on the road or the biggest manual workforce. They will be the ones whose operational systems never sleep. Imagine what happens when KitchenGuard isn't just known as the best service in town, but the absolute standard bearer that competitors can't even figure out how to keep up with.
Hmm. That is the future you are building toward, and the tools to get there are already at your fingertips. RJ, thank you so much for listening. The next step for you is to open the written playbook provided alongside this audio and complete the qualifier page. We are incredibly excited to see where you take KitchenGuard next. Have a great day.